Welcome to another inspirational message from the traditional service at Bethany Assembly of God in Agawam, Massachusetts. It's our prayer that this message blesses and encourages you.
You know, the devil does not like the name Jesus. And it's not because it's the name, but it's connected to the person. And it's the greatest name. The Bible says he's been given the name above every other name. Hallelujah. So good to be here with you. We are honored and privileged. Thank you, Pastor Dick and Pat, for the invitation. Dear friends, almost feels like coming home. And we love Bethany, love what God's doing here and the ministries here, and we give God all the glory. Real quick, we want to take you to Africa for 2 minutes. Are you ready? You don't need your passports. Just don't blink, because this is a short video. But we want to show you what God is doing through Seek and Save. We're putting these books into the hands of children, and many, many schools are being lined up. In 3 weeks, we will be there. And in 1 week, one ministry week, school week, we are believing God to put 15,000 books into the hands of 15,000 kids, but more so to get the good news of Jesus proclaimed over them. And we're expecting 15,000 salvations in 5 days. So look at the screen, rejoice with us what God is doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this year, in May, we're taking our first trip. That's 3 weeks from now. And we're taking teams with us. In August, we have another trip. And in October, another one. And then next February, another one. And if you want to join us on the team, I'm not pointing fingers or anything, but we would love to have you join us if you want to be part of a soul harvest. Take your Bibles, if you would, go to the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3. I want to speak to you real quick about how God really feels about you. How many of you know it's important to know how God feels about you? How God sees you, how he experiences you. Because many people sees and thinks of God as an angry God. a God with a frown on his face and lightning in his hands, ready to zap you, to get you. Well, I want to show you how God really feels and thinks and sees you. So Zephaniah 3:17, I'm reading out of the Amplified translation. Look at this. It says, "The Lord your God," say Lord. That's the Hebrew word Yahweh. "The Lord your God is in the midst of you." Say midst. "A mighty one," say mighty. "A savior who saves," say saves. "He will rejoice over you with joy." Say rejoice. Say joy. I like those words. "He will rest in silent satisfaction in his love, and he will be silent." Say silent. The Amplified says, "And make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exult over you with singing." Say exult. Another word for that is rejoice and singing. Did you know that God sings? Wow, over us. This is God. This is amazing. Now, you got to understand what the prophet is saying here. The background is this portion of scripture was written over 600 BC, before Christ, the Messiah came, okay? And so the people in the nation of God had largely wandered away from the Lord. They were a large portion of them were not serving God anymore. They have grown cold spiritually. There was turmoil. There was challenge. Judgment talk was the order of the day, because they were so far away. There was rumors of impending wars, and all kinds of armies were getting ready. There was agitation and all of these things. But amidst of all the negativity, there's a promise. That's the God we serve. When we think of our generation, America, In our lifetime, here and now, how much negativity there is. You listen to the media and you think like, something's wrong. Everyone's reporting it. It's negative news and wars. And you have North Korea and you have the Middle East and Syria, and missiles are flying, and people are not serving God the way they used to. Come on. You know, we our lives are so filled. And Pastor asked me in the office, "What do you think of what's one of the biggest things that hinders people from experiencing God?" And you know, one word that comes up: distractions. We get our eyes off of God and onto things. We look at the fiery darts that's coming our way, the attacks, the negativity, and all of that stuff. But you know what? I find God being able to look past all of that stuff. And he finds the heart close to him. And he finds joy in that. Did you know that God can look past the national psyche and finds an individual who loves him? Find someone that needs him, and God rejoices over him. Now, let me run through this real quick, because this really blessed me when I saw this. It says, "The Lord God is in your midst," in the midst of you. Speaks of Yahweh Elohim, which is the existing one. There's no two ways about this. God himself is in the midst of us. Did you sense his presence while we were worshiping? See, the Bible says where any two or three of you are gathered in his name, there he is. Hallelujah. And by the way, that song that Sharon happened to sing, that was not pre-planned. That was God singing over you. So this is a fulfillment of this scripture. God singing over us. Praise the Lord. And then he goes on, he says he's in the midst of you. What does that mean? Glad you asked. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. To be in the midst, literally out of the Hebrew language, means the nearest part or the center. When God says, "I'm in the midst of you," he's in the nearest part. He's not far away. I mean, you know, you don't see him as being in heaven somewhere. When he says, I'm with you, I'm in the midst of, he's nearest part of you. Praise the Lord. That means he's accessible. He is close by. He's at hand. And then the center of you. Listen, God will not be pushed to the side. He wants to be in the center. He wants to be right in the nearest part of you, in the midst of you. Circumstances cannot push him aside. Challenges cannot give him away. He's not far away. Praise God. He is here. Turn to someone and say, God is here. Have you welcomed him? Now look at this. Here's something else tells us about who this God is. We get the word Yahweh Elohim. Yahweh means the existing one, the I am, not the I was or I will be, the I am. But then he says, the mighty one. Oh, I love it. Praise God. When I read mighty one, it's like, that's the one I serve. Hallelujah. If you, God, cannot do all of this stuff, you're serving the wrong puny little God. The mighty one. What does the mighty one mean? It means powerful, warrior, strong, valiant, champion. The undefeated one. The mighty one. That's the God. It also means the brave. God, the brave, the strong, the warrior, the mighty one. And then, here's another one, the Savior, the one who saves. Oh, there's no other. No other Savior. You know, the root word from save or Savior literally means to be open, wide, or free. I've got good news for you. God is not closed. His eyes are open and he sees you. His ears are open and he hears you. His arms are open wide to receive you. Hallelujah. He's not closed. He wants to make things wide and accessible and free for you. The devil wants to close you up, shut you up, close your eyes, close your ears. Don't see anything, don't hear anything. Listen, that's ignorance. God says, I'm opening things up for you. I'm giving you wide spaces. Hallelujah. The measuring lines have fallen in pleasant places for us. Amen? Are you getting something out of this? Turn to someone and say, wake up, the good part's starting. The Savior, the one who liberates, the deliverer, the victorious one. That's the one that's with us now. Hallelujah. Now look at this. That's who he is. Now what will he do? I'm glad you asked him to tell you. The Bible says he will rejoice over you with joy. The word rejoice here in this sentence literally means to be bright, cheerful, glad, to display joy or demonstrate joy. And the word with joy or gladness means exceeding gladness and pleasure. You say, how can that be? I know who I am. I've messed up. I've sinned. My life's not perfect. The language I use is questionable, especially when I'm angry. And God sees all of that stuff. How can he be happy over me? See, the thing is, God sees what you will be. He sees the potential. He sees the finished product. Hallelujah. Not the raw material. Come on now. Hallelujah. He saw a pile of dirt and he said, I see Adam. Just needs some formation and fabrication and molding and making. You see a lump of clay, God sees an ornament of glory. You see, God can do what you think nobody else can. He can wash away your sin. He can take away your brokenness. He can wipe out your challenges. He can take your flaws and make perfection out of it. God is the God who is in the midst of us. He's the miracle-working God. You say, well, I need many of those. God will never run out of those. A miracle a day keeps the devil away. Hallelujah. He will rejoice over you with joy because he knows what's coming. He sees you with potential and he sees you with an eye on what you are becoming, not who you were. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at this. Here's another one that's amazing. He will be silent. This is an interesting one. He will be silent. He will not make mention. He'll be quiet. What is that? What does that mean? You know, I want him to speak in my life. Well, here's the word. I did a word search on quiet or silent. The word literally means to engrave, to fabricate. In making something. So when God is silent over you, he's working on you. Come on. Hallelujah. You thought he forgot about you. He's just working. He's busy with you. Fabrication happening, praise the Lord. You're on God's assembly line, and he's molding, and he's making, and he's shaping. He's putting your destiny together. He's putting success right into your spirit, into your being. He's giving you peace and joy and happiness. He's molding. He's making a complete person. He's not distracted. He's just quiet, fabricating, molding, working, making. To engrave, to fabricate. It all also means to be silent, to rest. To rest. The Amplified, I love this. He says, he's silent, not mentioning past sins or even bringing them back up. Because as far as the East is from the West, he removes our sin from us. When he forgives, he forgets. Are you getting this? Now, look at this. He will exult over you with singing. Let me show you exactly how God feels over you. The word exult or rejoice in other translations in this sentence literally means to spin around under the influence of a violent emotion. Imagine God, the Holy One, spinning around because he's so happy over you. Twirling. Makes me think, you know, a little child when you give him an ice cream. The glee, the joy. This word literally means to spin around because of a violent emotion. Wow. You see, we say holy means angry. Holy equals silence. No. The Almighty Holy God is a happy God. Holiness and happiness is not two opposites. You can be happy and holy at the same time. Hallelujah! Oh, you got to be reverence. Reverence now is a holy God. Yeah, but he spins around shouting and singing over us. And God does not change. He did this at creation. He molded Adam and he looks back. He actually said, let there be light. And there was light the first day. And afterwards he looked and he said, it is good. Then he goes on and he makes the animal life, nature, steps back, and he sees it is good. God likes what he does. He expresses emotion. Listen, we're made in the image of God. Emotion is not your foe. Yeah, we can be emotional. We can be happy. The problem is the emotional spectrum goes from positive to negative. Just keep things on the positive side. On the God side. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's times that God gets angry, but his anger lasts for a moment. Joy comes in the morning. He does not deal with us the way we deserve. Because of his forgiveness. He's happy. He's happy. He twirls around and sings over us songs of joy. Now imagine, if God can do it over you, what should we do over him? If God can sing with such demonstrative joy because of what he is doing in our lives, we're the beneficiaries. We're the ones he's done it to. If he twirls around once, we should twirl around 50 times because of his great glory and blessing and gladness. And hallelujah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in New England. I shouldn't get so happy, but God gets so happy. He twirls around. What I'm saying is this. We should learn from the Lord, even in our worship. It's okay to sing with all your heart. It's okay to be happy and joyful and rejoice in the Lord. If he feels that way about me, oh, I want to match that feeling. Because he's holy. He's my example. Hallelujah. Turn to someone and say, this is changing the way I will live. Hallelujah. How can God rejoice over us? Because friends, listen. He takes away our sin, takes away the sadness, all the problems. He can work with us. And he's still the binder of brokenness, the healer of wounds, the savior of our souls. He's the one. And you know, when he sees you like this, he sees the completed work. Now, some of you are sitting here and you say, Rudy, I need a lot of work. Well, God right now is fabricating something amazing over your life. He's setting things in place and in motion that will literally transform your existence. He's ready to save you. He's ready to be the mighty one over you, to rejoice over you. He is ready to fix whatever's broken, to clean whatever's dirty, to perfect that which concerns you. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. I want to pray a prayer before we go home. And I want to include you in that prayer if I can. I just told you out of one verse how God feels when it comes to his followers. Yes, there's a lot of negativity and a lot of stuff that's wrong. But you don't have to belong to the wrong. You can step into the right. You can step into the group over which God is happy and rejoice. When God looks at you, he wants to rejoice over you. Do you know what? Our first obligation to him is say, Jesus, be my Savior. Step into my life. Wash away my sin. I will serve you. I will follow you. Will you please not stop singing over me? Will you please not stop rejoicing over me? I want to give you enough reason to rejoice over me, because I want to give you access to change me and touch me, mold me and make me. Friend, that's all that it takes. is surrender your life to Jesus. Ask Him to save you. Ask Him to step in. With every eye closed, every head bowed in this place right now. If you're sitting here and you say, Rudy, that's me. I would love God to rejoice over me. I want Jesus to be my Lord, my Savior. I want Him to wash away my sin. I need a lot of work. I know that. But I want the mighty one who saves to step into my life right now. I want to make things right with Him. I don't want to live in sin and brokenness anymore. I want to put a smile and joy in God's life, in God's existence. If that's you, you want to be included in this prayer, I'm about to pray. Quickly, slip up your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Up in the balcony, God bless you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Way in the back, God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My King, and I am new.
If you put up your hand, you want to be included in this prayer, just stand to your feet right there in your seat. Just stand and say, Lord, here I am. I'm not ashamed to be counted. I'm not ashamed to stand before you. You're not ashamed to rejoice over me. You're not ashamed to get involved in my life. Here I am. I am yours. Thank you for everyone standing. If you want to be included in this prayer, stand to your feet right now. We're going to pray together.
You are all I need. You dance over me. You sing over me. And I am free.
I want to invite you to pray this prayer aloud after me. Let's pray it with conviction, believing every word. It's a word of surrender and inviting Jesus to do work in our lives. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I thank you that you are the mighty one.
Thank you that you are the one.
You are the Savior.
You are the Savior.
I recognize that.
I recognize.
And I invite you into my life.
I invite you.
Please forgive me of my sin.
Please
forgive me of my past.
Forgive me of my past.
Give me a future.
Give me a future.
Give me a hope.
Give me a hope.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Lord, put me on the path.
Lord, put me on the path
of success and destiny.
On success and destiny.
Thank you for rejoicing over me.
Thank you for rejoicing.
Lord, I will rejoice in who you are.
I will rejoice in who you are.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen and amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let's give God praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Those of you that stood and asked Christ to come into your life, we have a wonderful book we want to give to you. It's called, what's it called, Pastor Tim? It used to be called Following Christ, but I think there's another name for it now. But we have a book that'll help you in your spiritual life. If you will come forward, we'll have altar workers will make sure you get a book. Here it is here. Thank you. It's called New Believers now. Used to be Following Christ, but New Believers. So if you've just asked Christ to come into your life, please pick up one of these books. Don't leave without it. Be here Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. You know, this message, I want to tell you something. This message, I don't know if you noticed it, one verse of scripture, but four times God mentioned you. 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 Tell me He doesn't love us. Tell me He doesn't love us. You, you, you. Thank you. God bless you. Shake hands with 19 people. Look them in the eye and say, God loves you. God loves you. God bless you.
We hope you were inspired by this message from God's Word. If you were, would you take a moment to rate and review this podcast? That will help us better be able to reach more people with this important message. For more information about Bethany Assembly of God or how to have a relationship with God, visit www.bethany-ag.org. You're the train on the track. You're the parachute when I fall. You're the wind at my back when I soar like a cannonball. You're the melody I'm singing, the melody I'm bringing, the backbeat of the song.